unheardnerd.com.
Word to the nerd, and welcome to a special edition of the Unheard Nerd podcast. This week we're taking a look back at all the events from 2012, from album releases to video releases and to nerdy news in between. So kicking us off, it's only right to start at the beginning.
January
2012 got off to a flyer with Funky 49 bringing us his new album Dirty Apes Discover Science. One half of the Thought Criminals, Sulphur, brought his solo album Entropy, and Nicholas J gave us One of a Kind. Adam Warrock, being as prolific as ever, brought us the Parks and Rec EP, as well as a sneak peek of his forthcoming album, You Dare Call That Thing Human, with the single 616. Then on the 18th of January, the internet went black. Websites like Wikipedia and Scrub Club Records just showed a black screen or a message in opposition to the SOPA bill, a bill in America that was later dropped but wanted to restrict the rights of people on the internet. Adam Warrock released this protest song.
You wanna stop the internet? Well, you can't. We are anonymous legion. The right is separate from the left hand. But together we stand on the shoulders of giants. So fuck SOPA. My freedom of speech, what you're denying. As far as I can see, the copyright regime has bred the acts of piracy that Congress tries to provide the relief from. You turn the ISPs to mind police as if my right to speech was less than companies. To get the right degree, trying to keep us from building on the only frontier still not affected by corporate checks from how creativity stepped in. So now a judge can make the call if you're a felon. What the record and movie companies tell him. With your vague legal language that's unconstitutional. False pretense of purpose that's barely any solution for. As if fake Viagra was the price of our freedom. Thank God we have Big Brother as our leaders. Information wants to be free. Fuck SOPA. To make felons out you and me. Fuck SOPA. To strip away our freedom of speech. Fuck SOPA. Come on and just say it with me. Fuck SOPA. Information wants to be free. Fuck SOPA. To make felons out you and me. Fuck SOPA. To strip away our freedom of speech. Fuck SOPA. Come on and just say it with me. Fuck SOPA. What we have here is a failure to communicate. The same politicians who made their name with viral videos that fill the screens up to election day. Now wanna shut the gates down, man, that's bullshit. So you can squeeze every penny out of a dying nation. The markets of these movies and music can keep decaying. At least no one is playing or blogging about. You know the new hot shit that no one's talking about. The Arab Spring to WikiLeaks to Facebook and MP3s. The internet's the R&D for what's further down the highway. But that's cool, you wanna choke it off and let it die. We'll find a way around it while you're still checking MySpace. All take heed and just let your voice be heard. They're coming for the web and we can simply just be nerds. Be activists and stand shoulder to shoulder. Cause we won the battle but the war is far from over. Information wants to be free. Fuck SOPA. To make felons out you and me. Fuck SOPA. To strip away our freedom of speech. Fuck SOPA. Come on and just say it with me. Fuck SOPA. Information wants to be free. Fuck SOPA. To make felons out you and me. Fuck SOPA. To strip away our freedom of speech. Fuck SOPA. Come on and just say it with me. Fuck SOPA. And I will keep streaming content. Keep making mixtapes. Keep posting videos. Confident we'll find a way. Cause in my corner I got hackers and geeks. And I will keep rapping over the beat. Fuck SOPA. And I will keep streaming content. Keep making mixtapes. Keep posting videos. Confident we'll find a way. Cause in my corner I got hackers and geeks. And I will keep rapping over the beat. Fuck SOPA.
In January, DC Comics unveiled their new logo, which many compared to a toilet seat. At 12 foot wide, the world's largest NES controller went on display at London's Liverpool Street railway station, and video gaming turned 40 years old. Service Lab joined Scrub Club Records, the Israeli pair, coming to the States for a tour. And then, the nerd community was shocked by the news of the death of the Nerdy Show's Triforce Mike Pandell. Video releases in January came from Random with Big Beat Jawn and Looking Up, and an unseasonal offering came from Backburner in Canada. In the middle of winter, they dropped their video for the single Heatwave.
Hey,
This is your brain on sunshine. Sun rays, the heat, raise the roof, roll your windows open. If you please to catch a breeze, we're cooking something fresh with a burner in the heat wave. In the heat wave.
Putting in work on a perfect day, shirt soaked in the shade while I perspirate. Heat waves from the pavement versus late. Chirp cicadas and gaze in a purple haze. Scorching tracks when the burner plays. Pour the gas until we burn the place. Percolate, burn ash that'll hurt your face. Shot a crater through your posse like hot butane. Not too tame, keep watch for cute dames. Got boo spit exhaust like blue flames. Stop, dude, not gonna prostitute fame. Too hot, we too great to stop, we too strange.
Smash, thwip, sniggity snicked. Striking the country like picketing hit. Lickety split, tickety tick tock, you don't stop. Like lava that won't rock, the flow's hot enough to get the drakes from the basement. Cooking some eggs on the pavement with hot spit like Greek fest. Smoking like girls on Queen Street West.
Dip, dip, dive, swim in the Shanghai. How cool mug moms on the meringue pie. Got the women on standby waiting just to talk to me about my feminist philosophy. When you learn to help, the girls will melt. When the racks are hot, the bra burns itself. Yeah, we turn it out and heat's the only thing we're concerned about. And that's check, I'm about to win in one turn. Lamping on a rock with my skin all sunburned. Yeah, which is the only way I suffer on the couch with the tip of my tongue putting words in your mouth.
Sweatshop, got me in a headlock. We let it pop till the block is red hot. Next stop, chopping heads off. Wanna get props, hit the guy with the guest spot.
This is your brain on sunshine. Sun rays, the heat, raise the roof, roll your windows open. If you please to catch a breeze, we're cooking something fresh with a burner in the heat wave. In the heat wave.
Sweat, sweat, work it out. Let me know what's on your mind and it don't hurt the shot. I'm on a purple drought, yeah, the green too. And these a couple things that put me in a mean mood. Would I seem rude if I rode through the club late? Didn't give me props cause of my drunk state of mind. I got problems, baby, no funds. I don't wanna get a job, I'm lazy. So I write my rhymes down, spin them with passion. Just hoping y'all can feel it, that's all I'm asking. 35 degrees and the sun is blasting. Basketball jerseys is still the fashion. I don't even know if they heard me laughing. Write the smirk on their mouth with a dirty napkin. Jay Busy got skills, I'm a worthy champion. Well, I'm living in a sauna and not a mansion.
When Tim's on the beat, even in the heat, I got tins on my feet over zebra stripes from the sandal steez. Believe the hype from the scandal sheet to get dandled on the knee.
Our tongue, it's gonna be a hot one. Got drunk last night, but I'm not done. Shotgun, don't forget some. Rope pops, stop and cop tons. Ultraviolet, violent outcomes. Get that SPF or get sun. Son, have you learned a lesson? Sir, yes, sir, it's need extra resin. So, who's bringing the heat? That melts popsicle beats into liquidy treats. Pitching the feet, then I kick on my feet. Take a trip to the beat to chill with the beat.
It's a dog day afternoon. The back room, be back, burn the jack to whack the papoon. In back rooms, we slap hands, crack the brew, fabricate rap tunes that you can't produce. Come on.
This is your brain on sunshine. Sun rays, the heat, raise the roof, roll your windows open. If you please to catch a breeze, we're cooking something fresh with a burner in the heat wave. In the heat wave.
I have a question. Is it February?
It was a new month, so of course Adam Warrock brought us a new EP, this time the ME3 EP. But on top of that, his highly anticipated debut album, You Dare Call That Thing Human, dropped. Other new albums included Milo's second offering, Milo Takes Bart, and Safari Owl's Hermitage Academy. And then this happened.
Your records just aren't connecting with an audience anymore.
What's because all the record stores are exploded?
I haven't seen a record store in 10 years. MC, how do you feel about multidimensional treasure hunting?
That was the trailer for the MC Chris cartoon, a project that he was working on with the support of his fans through crowdfunding. Another video released was this, Stoop Sale by MC Frontalot.
Nearly blew right by in my hurry to the subway when I heard someone say, "Isn't autumn lovely?" As I stopped to observe, this was correct to the proprietor. Couldn't help but inspect the Fulton table by the railing laden with her goods. Ashtrays made of metal, little angels made of wood. Hand mirror with the handle broken, still pretty nice. Wall wart to charge telephone, trays to make ice. The advice of my neighbor, go ahead, take your time. We'll negotiate price on whatever you find. And then shining in the detritus, I saw the brightest flash of something precious. Began to feel the slightest little tingle in my innards. I was like, "What's that?" And then her bare tooth chuckle. It's a buckle for a strap on a hat, like a lady wears to court or church. But it holds a special property, I'll tell you how it works. It was a stoop sale, which is a garage sale if you live in Brooklyn, which I do. And at the stoop sale, which is like a yard sale, except that it's in Brooklyn, I got my due. It was a stoop sale, which is a garage sale if you live in Brooklyn, which I do. And at the stoop sale, which is like a yard sale, except that it's in Brooklyn, I got my due. Somehow I knew she was serious. I reached to pick it up, but she stayed my hand. Her reprimand, it was abrupt. "Hey, this little trinket," she said, "grants wishes. It can make anything you ever eat delicious. It can take away concerns so you can sleep at night. Can make the love of your life and you reunite. Can right wrongs done in your past or in your future. Make a winner out of whoever, whoever owns it roots for. But it only ever does one thing. As you take possession of it, that's the wish to which it clings. So choose very carefully before we make a deal. If there's anything impossible you want to make real, if there's anything improbable you'd like to assure, well, it will happen. That's when you have to endure the regret that accompanies said decision making. All the other wishes in the world that you've forsaken at the stoop sale, which is a garage sale if you live in Brooklyn, which I do. And at the stoop sale, which is like a yard sale, except that it's in Brooklyn, I got my due. It was a stoop sale, which is a garage sale if you live in Brooklyn, which I do. And at the stoop sale, which is like a yard sale, except that it's in Brooklyn, I got my due. Could it be true? I wondered as I stared at the glass. Put some skills on the microphone, be too much to ask. Had a couple dark notions that involved revenge, fame, glory, money, people love me, and it never ends. Shook these from my head like there was so much sleep, and thought instead I pretend that I was so much deep as to offer every human in the world true peace, so that we never kill each other, never get cooties, and never go hungry, suffer shelterlessness. This generosity I felt compelled to dismiss by my greed, to see an old friend back living. If I go the wrong direction though, could I ever be forgiven? While I stood daydreaming, somebody'd got a hold of this little brass buckle, and he must have been so old as to put it in his pocket without it getting caught. Saw him do it. He was wishing that he wouldn't get caught. All at the stoop sale, which is a garage sale if you live in Brooklyn, which I do. And at the stoop sale, which is like a yard sale, except that it's in Brooklyn, I got my due. It was a stoop sale, which is a garage sale if you live in Brooklyn, which I do. And at the stoop sale, which is like a yard sale, except that it's in Brooklyn, I got my due.
Richie Branson hit the nerdcore scene in February 2012 with his first release, Cold Republic Episode 1, The Empire Likes Rap. And then Adam Warwick and Michael Kill announced the follow-up to their Browncoats mixtape, the Slither in a House mixtape, a release that actually still hasn't seen the light of day. And then the nerd community shook again towards the end of February as we discovered that we'd lost Josh Montgomery, better known as MC Gigahertz, allegedly to suicide.
March.
It was another month, so there was another single from Adam Warrock, this time titled King. Word Burglar gave us a glimpse of his forthcoming album with the single Rhyme O'Clock, and Ekamog did the same with The Wonder Years. Videos came from Jesse Dangerously with Bring Your Girlfriend to Rap Day, The Extremities brought Around the Corner, and Twin Peaks dropped Heavy D. Mad Hatter McGuinness performed an online concert, and releases came thick and fast from Service Lab with their R2D2 EP, The Whole Damn Delegation with EP, King Phoenix with his album Best in the World, BITW, and Richie Branson brought out the Wing Zero EP. Supervillains, not to be outdone, released two records in March. The Disco System, a shorter, funkier effort, and World on Fire, a full-length album. And so we'll play a track from that, featuring Adam Warrock, and this is called High Science.
From the very beginning, we have wondered how life began. We have struggled to understand time, matter, and the infinite universe.
ironically bionic. Brain waves are supersonic. Taking bites out of apple cause I've got my own logic. Lost in perception as I am too philosophical. It's probable to see the future as astronomical. Mass effects still put pressure on my mind. Thought-provoking science fiction, it's neuro-sci-fi. Enigmatic android, cybernetic cyborgs. I am just a Mega Man living in a Megazord.
I dream when I'm awake of electric sheep, and it takes me consecutive days to charge my battery to speak. Use so much electricity when I'm out of it, I cause brown knives all over your power grid. I'm holding the power kid. Hour by hour, I'm rapping with haikus. Each kaiju battle, I crush you under when I find you. Johnny Mnemonic, Sonic Hardcore Band, because I'm killing on the net like I'm the lawnmower man.
This war has brought you here today. The next few hours will decide the fate of everyone in the galaxy. There will be no second chances and no room for mistakes.
Hey yo, I can't sleep, gotta creep and just keep these beings in my direct sight. Bright lights, the penetration, they seek a skin deep. Gotta live with this abduction phenomenon. Never knowing when I'm going, no remorse. Are they showing when they get to probing on? Thinking back, should've listened more to Betty and Barney Hill. Maybe my incoherence and its chronic disappearance would be nil. But this loss of time I face, memories erase my life's theme. I fear I'll never escape from this looming tract of pain.
Why it takes so long? Give me hype and then I'm on. Give me in the middle when I get up in the zone. Better get it right cause I'm bad to the bone. Think you better face your fate. Give me son, don't really wait, I'm telling you be coming crazy like when perverts masturbate. Why I get so high? Eat a brownie, touch the sky. Science all that we about. Super villains never lie. Adam Warrock on the track, Nesty and Scrub Club. If you don't know who to call, you can always call us. Yeah.
What's wrong, April?
Not sure yet, but Shredder and his goonies are part of it.
Supervillains didn't take long to release another EP in April, this time Please Stand By. Other releases included MC Type, Bad Tattoos Volume 1. Ryan Stinson released Futura, Supercommuter came out with a remix EP. Tribe One released Animana Gangster, Devil Rhinosaur, Random, Journey, A Hip Hop Excursion. And singles came from Adam Warrock with Ghostal, Service Lab with Transformers, Dr. Awkward with Different, and Dual Core with Control. MC Lars had a Kickstarter campaign. He was aiming for $3,000 and had well over $10,000 with 24 days to go. And similarly, Random was launching his Language Arts Kickstarter, again looking for $3,000, but absolutely crashed that total. Han Solo Records announced a backburner competition in the form of a Heatwave remix comp. And Richie Branson launched Otaku Tuesdays, a regular series where he would take an anime or cartoon and make a rap song about it each week. The ZX Spectrum turned 30 years old. Videos came from Word Burglar with a stunning video for Rhyme O'Clock, which featured not only the Millennium Falcon, but Ed 209 from Robocop. Sulfur released 1945, and Akira the Don released a track called Lemmings. But most notably, the video came from Ghetto Songs, and it was the first single from his forthcoming album, which is due out in 2013. The track is called The Invincible.
Rhyme told me there'd be days like this.
Rhyme told me there'd be.
Invincible, untouchable.
Yeah, the incredible, lyrical, and original.
Unbelievable. My soul is like bam.
In your battle stations, I'm ready.
Invincible, untouchable.
Word. Let's get hard, put two back to the ground.
Me, I'm just so, it's just invincible.
In your battle stations, I'm ready.
Yo. Got my power glove and my power kicks. Got a lot of children upset, sour kids. You know how it is, they need their Pedialyte. While I'm so hype, I feed the media meteorites. Immediately delete a creep if you're mediocre. And be the reason you tweet and live on the Vita Loca. You thinking you the bomb? What planet you been on? I'll chew that planet and move along like I'm Unicron. Autobot with Serato and a Guava drop. Hot as lava, got the salsa and a lot of guac. I hear a lot of talk, go butts, knock it off. I'm too busy dropping car models from Osaka off. Been in my Optimus Prime since 85. Kept it on, repping strong, flexing on space and time. No need for weapons drawn, leprechauns hating vine. Guess who's on, never gone, Megatron, state of mind.
The invincible, untouchable,
yeah. The incredible, lyrical, and the original.
Unbelievable, my soul is like bam.
In your battle stations, I'm ready.
The invincible, untouchable.
Word. Let's get hard, put two back to the ground.
Maybe I'm just so, it's just invincible.
I'm ready.
Invincible armor, convincible darts, skilled in the arts.
filled with more sensible smarts. To be charred, bound, festival driven, legibles gripping. Uncut, unrated, so understand the mission. Lift, pins, incision, surgery spitting. Merge words, sudden fit in a various way to listen. Salary risen, I'm high, price sipping. We all new, suck at the basics, a straight ripping. Take notes, see, I'm scholared academically. Smashed Italy, last week, despised literally. You're fucking up the crowd, tight pants on. Flow's not strong, got the whole shit wrong. Long winded and mended and blow hard savvy. Boys carry like Barry and ladies wanna grab me. Gladly, I'm fucking with the low budget approved. Mainstream sound, basement, invisible groove.
The invisible, untouchable.
Yeah, the incredible, lyrical, and the original.
Unbelievable.
My phone is like, bam, bam.
Just invincible.
Bring your battle stations, I'm ready.
Shield black, pull off fast, I'm Cybertronian. Model citizen, historian, put the time in. Limelight shining, flash, beacon. You can even dance or just have a seat in.
Kick back, relax while we spit acid tracks in your grill. Until till you ask where's Ratchet at, weakling. While we keep six, all of y'all keep sleeping. I'll bring the heat as long as my heart keeps beating.
Abrasions, scars and bars blazing. Cops hazing, random fights is on occasion. Made men volley off lines to compliment. Prior songs astonishing, we majorly dominant.
And there ain't no stopping them. With flames on top of them, the frames made of lithium, so save your oxygen. Kills with the burner, jet planes ain't clocking them. Me and LB Excel, stay out bombing them.
Invincible, untouchable.
Yeah,
incredible, lyrical, and original.
Just invincible.
You didn't even touch my skills.
Invincible. Just invincible.
May the force be with you.
With literally minutes having passed since Adam Warrock last released an EP, he dropped the Neo Tokyo EP. Singles came from Michael Keel and a track called Daddy Works, and Akira the Don dropped a tribute to the late MCA with Too Sweet to Be Sour. Videos came from B. Dolan and Sage Francis for Too Bad, and Timbuktu with Lead by Example. Interviews were the order of the day on the unheardnerd.com. I interviewed OG Don Vito for a piece titled The Rhyme Torrent Years, and also Jewelcore. But most prominently in my mind came the interview with MC Lars, where I got to sit down with him whilst on his UK tour in a pub in Islington and talk face to face with the man. You can hear that on episode 3 of the Unheard Nerd podcast. Albums came from XOC, with Divergent Timelines, Darker Paths. Akira the Don dropped Unkillable Thunderchrist, and my album of the year emerged, Word Burglar's Third Burglar.
Like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without
the word burglar.
Cause y'all starving, I'm living extra large.
Like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without
the
Mason. Always bringing you hot, like
shit.
Like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without
the word burglar. Wrecking shot when he comes.
Like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without
start the jam. I'm bringing words together like an ampersand.
Word bird.
About to make your goddamn pampers damn. Slamming amps off the ramp, getting a tam tam. Classier than your tramp stamp ant in a Trans Am. Call Bram Van. This shit is 3000. A habitat for humanity.
Free housing.
Help people move. Thanks for giving a listening everywhere you go. Like pigeons at Islington. Different. Never try to play shock rappers. Like seeing Vinnie Paz in a pride parade. My time of day is every time a rhyme is sprayed. And I'm good without the shine, like a diamond in the shade. Whether your fave Slaughterhouse is Ace or Kurt Vonnegut, if you make a mixtape, make sure you got a Berg song on it. A hominid who likes his PlayStation modded it. Style self-taught, and I let myself audit it.
Aw shit, this ain't a ham and cheese, it's croc, monsieur. Promoting dope coast to coast like a pot sticker. How can I not give her? What am I, chopped liver? Don't think it's hot, I don't buy it like a shoplifter. Lyrical croc, monsieur, making your plot thicker. Promoting dope coast to coast like a pot sticker. How can I not give her? What am I, chopped liver? Don't think it's hot, I don't buy it like a shoplifter.
Like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without
the word burglar.
Cause y'all starving, I'm living extra
like,
large.
Like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without
and I keep warming up,
like someone who just bought me a sweater. Cause good things take time, like a watch repossessor. Never leave you hanging, count on your boogie for more lines than a sale at Burberry. Subverting, can I get a five like Laurier? Cause being boring is so cliched, I'll behave. I stay on the mound like Halliday, and when I see an alien, I say Salome. From salad days to all you can eat luncheons, get attention like F-bombs at family functions. Curmudgeons wondering, what the hell is he doing? Who's your target demographic? Humans. Whether you're consuming macaroons out in Saskatoon or back in Hallie cracking brews in the afternoon, if someone says that they're better than you, they're just a fraud like a vegan wearing leather at a zoo. Aw, shit, this ain't a ham and cheese, it's croc, monsieur. Promoting dope coast to coast like a pot sticker. How can I not give her? What am I, chopped liver? Don't think it's hot, I don't buy it like a shoplifter. Lyrical croc, monsieur, making your plot thicker. Promoting dope coast to coast like a pot sticker. How can I not give her? What am I, chopped liver? Don't think it's hot, I don't buy it like a shoplifter.
Like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without
the word burger lock.
Cause y'all starving, I'm living extra large.
Like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without
the
beat. Always bringing you hot, hot shit. Like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without
the word
like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without
the word burger lock.
June. Presumably everybody was on their holidays in June as releases dried up. Only Swamp Thing released the Grindhouse EP and a video for the track 123. Richie Branson teamed up with Random for a track called Super Nintendo Sega Genesis, though, let me correct you, it's a Sega Mega Drive. But there was plenty to read on theunheardnerd.com, with my feature on Whatever Happened to Roller 20 Records, and we were joined by John, a movie contributor for the site. He brought us articles on Back to the Future, Tron and The Crow. With little else to talk about in June, let's play the tracks by both Richie Branson and Swamp Thing.
Super Nintendo Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. Super Nintendo Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. Super Nintendo Sega Genesis. Super Nintendo Sega Genesis. Super Nintendo Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this.
Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. Yo, I had both consoles. My friends were envious, even though I blew money on games, so I was penniless. I remember times way back far, when I was on the Sega Genesis playing Phantasy Star. Saved up some cash from mowing the neighbor's yard, and I bought a Super Nintendo with Mario Kart. I remember getting Hurricane Kicks in, that's Ken and Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition. I moved on as soon as I had permission to play Mortal Kombat as long as I clean the kitchen. Broke nerdy kid never rocked the best fashion. Spent my last on Chrono Trigger to X-slash him, and that was the root of my video game passion. Playing classics on 16-bit graphics.
Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this.
I remember jamming Juicy by Notorious during boss battles trying to be victorious. I had attention deficit, blue pills like Morpheus. I just defeated Dr. Robotnik, I'm feeling glorious. Really wanna go back to those days as a kid in his crib playing video games. I'm jumping up and down trying to dodge Bowser's flames and doing spinning kicks and skates and Streets of Rage. I used to play as the Bulls in NBA Live. In the time when Michael Jordan was playing 99, I was so clutch making pressure shots every time. I even played better than number 23 in his prime. When it comes to shooting games, my aim is so high. Used to play Wolfenstein, them Nazis got shot. Make no mistake, I love my Xbox, but I'd rather be doing barrel rolls and Star Fox.
Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis.
Hold on.
When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this.
Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. You gotta be old school if you remember this. Heaven sent, felt like I was on top of the universe. Cause I'm popular, no stopping the kid. Man, I wasn't calling no girls. I was clearing 96 levels on Mario World, huh? Mode 7 versus Blast processing. Mom and dad glad because they can stop stressing. Guessing on my whereabouts. I was at Eric's house playing Madden 95, trying to air it out.
In the UK, they call it SNES. On my block, they call it Super. I had it before all the rest. Final Fantasy 2, leveling up. Couldn't get Street Fighter, it was 70 bucks. What? But my next door neighbor did. It was my favorite. Every day I'm playing it, baby.
For Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this.
UnheardNerd.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
MCs, punch out your motherfucking eyesight.
3, 2, 1.
We're doing things that you never heard of.
Oh, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
MCs,
you think you nice? That means the nicest.
What's that sound? Look, it got disgusting again. Cause no one fucking with the sound of Sav choking Tim. It goes 1, 2, 3. And a million.
Timbuktu.
Choke your lease. Head civilian on some digital spit shit. So delete all paste. It took a slice and a mic just to eat off brace. Ease all day. Relax out. Smoking a bag. Collect the records till they put my fucking toe in a tag. Throw on some rag. Bloodied up. Period shit. I'm on some Eddie Murphy. Delirious shit. Shit. I cop a girl with a smile and a bus pass. You cop a girl with no style and a mustache. Get on beats and I ride it like a hovercraft. Special ass shit. You can find me on that other map. I stay fresh like I'm folded up laundry. Tell Flex to drop the bomb like he blowing up gone. It goes 1, 2, 3, and a million.
Timbuktu.
Choke your lease.
Head civilian.
Can't fight the feeling when you're reeling from the impact. You need a helmet with a double buckled chin strap. I'd rather hit him with the rhythm than a pimp slap. Kill him with the mind fuck. Feel it till it's jam packed. Catch a buzz at the bar or the barbershop. Tumor in my brain, so it's not kindergarten cop. It's not a rumor, here to get revenge like Montezuma. A connoisseur of the kind of humor found in sewers. And you are now about to see how madness sounds aloud. This is for the down and out who know what getting down's about. It goes 1, 2, 3, and a million.
Timbuktu.
Choke your lease.
And civilian.
3, 2, 1, in the building.
Swamp it.
Stomp it.
Crash into your ceiling.
The Mac villain traveling the back killing. Box of Apple Jacks and I'll smack a cat's grill and take the mic back. Kiddies call me Trackzilla, they like Stash. Why you keep a rhythm that thrilling? Cause it's like that. Yeah, never getting typecast, renaissance man. No beginner when I write rap. Stranger dangerous, 40 bottles be the nightcap. Outside your girl's place, bushes on the bike path. I'ma strike back, vital with these idle hands. Killing what I catch in the style of Survivor Man. Diamond in the rough, time for God like the Tiger Clan. Iron with the touch and the fire to the fryer pan.
It goes 1, 2, 3, and a million.
Timbuktu.
Choke your lease.
And civilian.
3, 2, 1, in the building.
Swamp it.
Stomp it.
Crash into your ceiling.
It goes 1, 2, 3, and a million.
Timbuktu.
Choke your lease.
And civilian.
3, 2, 1, in the building.
Swamp it.
Stomp it.
Crash into your ceiling.
1, 2, 3, 4.
MCs, punch out your motherfucking eyesight.
3, 2, 1.
We're doing things that you never heard of.
July 2012 will live in Nerdcore history forevermore for one unfortunate event.
Hello Reddit, or YouTube, or whoever wants to look at this video. My name is MC Chris. I had a horrible day today. And I'm sure someone else had a bad day today, too, because they didn't get to see the show last night, didn't get to see the bands they wanted to see because I kicked them out of the venue.
So Mike Taylor was at an MC Chris show. The support were Power Glove and Richie Branson. Mike didn't like Richie Branson particularly, so he decided to tweet, "Dear Nerd Rapper, opening for Power Glove and MC Chris, you're not good enough to pander to me. Better luck next time." Yeah, that's kind of a dickish move, you know. But he didn't tweet it to Richie Branson. So, in all likelihood, Richie would never have known. Unfortunately, MC Chris did read the tweet, and a shitstorm ensued. MC Chris gets on stage, starts calling out the guy's name. Who's Mike Taylor? Who's Mike Taylor? Well, Mike goes into the main room, where MC Chris was calling out his name, only to discover that Chris is going to kick him out of the show. He's got his security, he's kicking him out, and that was it. He's out in the street. The venue refunded his money, but Mike Taylor didn't get to see the show that night. The story hit Reddit, and shit hit the fan, resulting in MC Chris having to back down, release an apology on YouTube, which he later deleted, but of course there are copies available. And the guy breaks down on camera, crying, saying he's got a problem. Unfortunately, more and more stories of this nature come out, and Chris's reputation is very damaged, prompting this diss track from Mad Hatter McGuinness, MC Rection, and Super Powerless.
My name is MC Chris. I know I do bad things. I'm not innocent by any means. I know I do bad things. My name is MC Chris. I know I do bad things. I'm not innocent by any means. I know I do bad things. Push people to the back, move people to the back, and push people to the back, move people to the back, and sometimes I'll push these people off stage, I'll push these people off stage. I'm a human being, I'm a horrible fuck. I hate my fans, I hate my fans. I'm a human being, I'm a horrible fuck. I hate my fans, I hate my fans.
Oh, little man, pretending to cry. We see straight through your half-assed lies. Oh, little man, does it make you feel tall? Seeking validation, making others feel small.
Are you a nerd? You don't fool me. Fuck when you heard this. Man is a bully in school. He used to get fucked with. But the truth is convoluted. Didn't want to do this, but you forced me. Put my friends through this. But what's worse, he's a hero to his fans, so they see his true self. A narcissistic out for pure wealth. Reddit called you out for acting like an ass, so you summoned all your powers from your acting class. Made a phony fake apology. Decent acting, stick with comedy. You don't bother me, you just some asshole. Used to be a fan, but that was the past. Yo, you an ex-cat, think you want to atone? Now you whack shit. Fans went home.
Oh, little man, pretending to cry. We see straight through your half-assed lies. Oh, little man, does it make you feel tall? Seeking validation, making others feel small.
Cry is a river, cry is a gulf. The only thing that you are crying is wolf. We don't buy it, don't even try it. Love your fans, why don't you abide by it? The truth is you're an abusive boyfriend. Hundreds of your fans, whenever you were a fan. These are people that write your checks, and you step on the next Napoleon complex. Keep biting the hands that feed you. We all think that you had enough redos. Apologize 3 times, that's fine, but it gets real old after 300 times. Jesus Christ, Chris, you're a nerd. Stop picking on your own, you broken record. Abusing supporters makes me sick. We'll give you lunch money to this insolent prick.
Oh, little man, pretending to cry. We see straight through your half-assed lies. Oh, little making others feel small.
Just how many last chances you think you're gonna get, Chris? You keep shitting on the people that lift you up, and there ain't gonna be anybody to lift you up anymore. Without people lifting you up, how are you gonna be able to ride your favorite carnival rides, or see over the dashboard, or order stuff at the counter? You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
August.
In August, DC Comics New 52 turned 1 year old, and Becky Cloonan became the first female artist to illustrate the main Batman title. Open Mike Eagle released a video titled Your Backpack Past, and the Penny Arcade Expo kicked off in Seattle, featuring many Nurcore artists on the music bill, and our own contributor Stiborge attended the event to cover it for us. In music, Supercommuter released a single titled I Like It, featuring MC Frontalot and Beefy, and Michael Kill, Jesse Dangerously, Adam Warlock and Tribe One teamed up for a fundraising EP titled No Friends Fundraiser. The idea behind the EP was to raise enough gas money for them to tour, and Ann Hobbs released his debut album, Diaries of a Space Cadet.
My ship has crash-landed again amidst what appears to be a ghost town. Half drowned in the mud, great, I thought, now I'm stuck. Cold and hungry, I went and seek a shelter. And what I wouldn't give for some hamburger helper. Alas, Earth is but a distant memory. Swimming in a sea of solar systems filled with a myriad of entities. I found a forgotten trail stumbled with overgrowth. The look was eerie, but like Obi-Wan, it was my only hope. And off I went towards what looked like an abandoned tent city. I found a jacket on the ground, a little dust.
but a perfect fit. I heard a sound, it seemed to come from over there near that cave entrance. And right before it stood a statue of a man named Jane, or so I was told by the writing engraved. Then I heard something behind me, then I felt some pain, then I fell to the ground from a damaged brain. When I awoke, I found myself in a cell in trouble again. I put my hands in my jacket pockets, where I found some metal pieces I fashioned into lockpicks. Then out the cage I went like an unhappy tenant, but in the hallway there was an awful sound, like how a sunny day ruins a half-drank car and a 2%. Down the hall I saw my captor hunched over his dinner plate, looking like a big cyborg ogre. I tried to roll a death blow, but hit his shoulder like a slip-up. Then he started bleeding milk like when Alien met Bishop. Let me pause right there to tell you that was really gross, and then pause to tell you we finally didn't die from natural causes. Not wanting to be discovered, I hid his body in a closet, and so far my plan is going flawless. Staying low, I crept toward the faint glow from down the corridor. And when I got to the entryway, I saw a huge cave full of all sorts of slaves, like a display of every type of alien race. The slave drivers to me, just a minor setback. The leader oversing from above, I don't sweat that, cause on the other side of the room I found a jetpack. I looked back and that's when I saw her. She was a shooting star in a city with no sky. I couldn't tell you why, but I had to save her, so I grabbed her by the wrist like it was fate. Then hit the button that released the shot collars and all the slaves. A perfect distraction while we made our escape. We stole a space cruiser and headed to the closest planet, and that's where we parted ways. Before she left, I asked her name. She said it was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I hope we meet again.
We meet again.
It was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I hope we meet again.
We meet again.
It was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I hope we meet again.
We meet again.
It was nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
I hope we meet again.
I'm not going to wait for you to stop rummaging in your bag.
Okay.
We're on a deadline, but MC Rexon.
Yes.
Welcome to the UK. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good.
You've been here a few days now. You've been into Leeds, is that right?
I've been to Leeds, I've been to Manchester, I've been to Sunderland.
Wow.
Just got back there from last night, played a show there with Mr. B, B-Type.
Yeah.
And Super Powerless, and it was really fun.
Good stuff. Are you looking forward to the show tonight?
Yeah.
Any nerves?
No, I think I'm about to go on, like, right now.
You are. You're first up. How did that happen?
I requested it, because I like going first, because I get it right out of the way.
Fair enough, and then you can relax and get drunk.
Exactly.
Excellent, good stuff. All right, so, well, I won't keep you any longer. The crowd are waiting for you.
Word up.
So we'll see you then.
September proved to be a good month for gigs in London. I'd sat down with Word Burglar previously in the month at his gig in Shoreditch, had a chat with him about what comic book shops he'd been to and what action figures he'd managed to pick up. Later on, we had the Scrub Club Invasion. Mad Hatter McGuinness was over to talk at the Pirate Party UK's conference, and the gig was intended to be a fundraiser for the party. Playing on the night would be Mad Hatter, MC Rection, Milk Plus, Super Powerless and B-Type, alongside Two Mini T's, who I was seeing for the first time. I managed to sit down and chat with most of the guys, got interviews with MC Rection, as you've just heard, with B-Type and with Super Powerless, which you can find on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/theunheardnerd. But also an interview with Mad Hatter McGuinness, which appeared on the first ever The Unheard Nerd podcast. The podcast appeared in the month that the website turned 1 year old. Videos in this month came from Moonshine with Lower Level, Teen Burger with Food Court, and MC Rection and Benjamin Bear with Clean Swag Shine. And then an album release from Safari Owl, the Highlands EP.
Dance. Tribal Jubilee, and it would behoove me to move my feet. Fine-tune the cogs of this groove machine, and we can move between the trees in unity. Tribal Jubilee, and it would behoove me to move my feet. Fine-tune the cogs of this group machine, and we can move between the trees in unity. Blessed with a body suitable for a dwarven frame, and looking free, but it's a few quetzales to comb this mane. This shuffling mass of fur has mass appeal to the herd. You heard? Hands covered in sap makes for a tricky handshake, and it seems your girl of choice resembles a mandrake. Don't explain to me the workings of your niche market fan base, or your recent uploads of boner jams to your Bandcamp page. Tribal Jubilee, and it would behoove me to move my feet. Fine-tune the cogs of this groove machine, and we can move between the trees in unity. Tribal Jubilee, and it would behoove me to move my feet. Fine-tune the cogs of this group machine, and we can move between the trees in unity. I told her, in the right light, I'm an aphrodisiac. She responded with a forceful knee slap and a chortle. But you could be my Vulpix, and I'll be that young, aggressively sexy war turtle. My dance moves don't impress you? I guess I'll get a deeper V-neck than the next dude. Expect that exposing this chest hair is rather rude, but I was hoping you'd accompany me to the premiere of Paul Blart 2. Tribal Jubilee, and it would behoove me to move my feet. Fine-tune the cogs of this groove machine, and we can move between the trees in unity. Tribal Jubilee, and it would behoove me to move my feet. Fine-tune the cogs of this groove machine, and we can move between the trees in unity.
October.
With October comes Halloween, and the songs and the videos came out. Video-wise, Random released Zombie High. The Scribes and Mad Dukes both released videos called Monsters. The Herbalizer had March of the Dead Things, Night of the Necromantics, featuring Ghetto Socks and Timbuktu. And Akira the Don brought out Aim for the Brain. Other videos included Lazy Habits Bulletin and Word Burglars Drawing with Words. Album-wise, there were more Halloween offerings. The Nerdcore Halloween compilation, brought to you by the Nerdcore Now crew. Scrub Club Records released Track or Treat. And there wasn't much known about Monster Mash, but their self-titled album was specifically for Halloween. Other releases included 2-Dash Tone and Audio Games with Thick as Thieves. Supervillains released Startalk, and Michael Kill and Vince Vandal released the Retro City Rampage EP. The big news from October, other than the music, was of course the sale of Lucasfilm to Disney.
Time at the high school, power blackout outside the safe zone. Now we're ass out, pass out the handguns, axes half down, a pack of crazies, blood splash the background.
The teens emerging when we reach the bourbon, watching these beasts of burden feast on virgins. Teeth chomp down deep in a meaty
curtains of a breakfast club, Ali Sheedy's hurting.
It's a goddamn massacre of the last persons that ain't been tongues. Me and Socks here to set the terms. Can't tell if we're blessed or cursed, cause the whole entire earth wants to wet their thirst.
It's Count Chocula, not Dracula. Travel time, solve crime, Scott Bakula. Nail gun to a large tarantula. And by large, I'm talking gargantua.
We on a rampage, and I got stamina. From canned goods, can't open with my hands, so what? Stab it up like a man said we stab it up. It's no smooth, warm proof, check the camera.
Naysayers turn dearly departing from Medland. Zombies get shot in the heart of the headpiece. Soon as we mark in a target, the lead sink. Harvest of darkness, march of the dead things.
Intangible and intangible, both visible and invisible. But what, but where, how, and when, and who, and what are things we see and things we don't? Things we know or think we know, and things we know.
Some twosome, rockin' smooth lyrics, slacker rooms haunted, got the school spirit. Nice for rock dude, coffins in the car, gym packed full of zombies, dressed for the prom.
Got a fresh corsage, yeah. Dead corpse mom. Shorty was the king, but could still show off knob. Exercise demons from out of team vessel, like how could we wrestle with the Halloween special?
Put the pedal to the metal, whole swings like Geppetto. Teenage tales from the crypt, that's incredible. Reload the shotgun, shots to ephemeral. Lost in the mist, just dodging green tentacles.
The creature from the Black Lagoon thought I was edible, I did it, it would build to less. So unforgettable, we jetted head to head with the dreaded predator. Got beheaded when I sliced him from the neck to genitals.
That's when we ran into the pep squad, tried to make a meal of us. Cheerleader still look good though. Yeah. She always slept on stash, now it's easier. Ass offs, how you feel about epithelia?
Well, I almost got bitten by a tartness and red jeans. Stabbed through a shattered wood parts of the shelving. Frames in the flames, she's lost in the melting. Heartless, regardless, march to the dead.
Intangible and intangible, both visible and invisible. When and who and what are things we see and things we don't? Things we know or think we know, and things we know.
November.
November saw me on the other side of the microphone. I was interviewed by Corey Epps for the Evil Teddy Bear podcast, and Random was interviewed by BBC Radio 1 for a show over here. Billy the Fridge brought out two videos, one for Justin Bill and one for Seattle Love Story. Decisive brought out the rather depressing All My Friends Are Dead, and Ryan Stinson brought out the somber video for Melt from his album Futura, which was released earlier in the year. The video and the song feature Ghetto Socks. Ghetto Socks, meanwhile, was in the UK, touring with the Herbalizer, but still able to release his mixtape, We're Gonna Drink a Lot of Wine This Year, Boys. Swamp Thing released Creature Feature, though probably that came out in October, but I didn't get round to reviewing it until November. The same could be said about MC Omi's Words More Better, and Hormones, Ultimate Hormones Volume 1. Other albums that were released in November include Arithmatic, Aero on Neptune, Stevie Kincaid vs. Authority, and Two Mellows, The Patterns EP. A new Battlestar Galactica web series hit the net and proved very popular on the unheardnerd.com, Blood and Chrome. In the US, Nintendo Power closed its cover for one final time.
Yeah, the song keeps going off in the middle of this shit. Yeah.
Even if the last son of Krypton was hit with gamma, he wouldn't be this overpowered. Fuck a 16, kill everything in 24. Call me Jack Bauer, he'd speak like Dylan. Got a fire flower, thought about stealing your princess like Bowser. Said I run these tracks like Tecmo Bowl. Bo Jackson keep beat tapping, I'm still untackable. A game glitch, the kind of shit that makes your friend Chris piss. I like to camp and snipe, camp and snipe. So I've been sitting here for 2 years, scanning through my sights till the time was right. And guess what? Bang! Manifesting path told me life's not a video game, but I can't stand by that claim. See, I've had so many extra lives and spawned behind enemy lines with nothing but a knife. Slice the melon or become a marine mammal with legs made out of semen. Stay out of my space, my personal bubble stretches to Cleveland. I'm not in Ohio even.
Whack rappers running through minefields. It's really silly how they unload the clips for the auto willy-nilly. While I keep it cool like the fridge, Billy. This world's a little chilly when they all trying to kill me. So I stay hunkered down in the bunker. Ain't heard from me in a while. They start to wonder where I am.
but I never waste a bullet. If it ain't a surefire hit, I ain't gonna pull it. My trigger finger steady like my aim steady. Ain't hear it yet because it ain't ready. And you can't get me out of my spot, it's too hot when I'm up in the zone. Shooting headshots with this microphone. Because I camp and snipe.
Bang!
Because I camp and snipe. Shooting headshots with this microphone.
December.
Rounding out the year, we saw a flurry of activity. Sulphur dropped an EP, Serious Face. Adam Warrock dropped an EP, City Beautiful. MC Chris dropped an EP, Friends. And Dr. Awkward jumped on the bandwagon with New 52. Whitey Cracker released Earthbound, Adventures of the Soundstone, Volume 1. And Benjamin Bear released Bear Sides. Singles came from 404 Device with Fucks I Give, and Too Mellow and King Phoenix claimed the glory for saving the world when the Mayans had predicted the end of it. Videos in this month came from Staff with Stalker and Wolves with Kings. We finished up the year with our top 5 albums, so we're going to play one track from December and one track from Word Burglar's album Third Burglar to play out the show. And I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, please do. On Twitter, it's @TheUnheardNerd. Facebook.com/TheUnheardNerd. You can find us on Google Plus. TheUnheardNerd@gmail.com if you'd like to email or submit music. And also you can comment on the website. So that's been 2012. We'll walk through from January to December. And we look forward to the new year. And we'll bring you back on track with the return of the movie podcast and the regular show as well. So until then, take care and thanks for listening.
I grew up on the corner of housing developments, across from a Walmart, some fast food restaurants. We used to run around the park smoking green with a six pack. We'd hide from the police at our local haunts. My school was the good school, and still I looked through backpacks where my friends had automatic pistols. Did my homework and I stayed out of trouble the best that I could to my headphones on. Yeah, discovered music and that kept me grounded when I roamed those ghost town streets looking for houses where the live shows and parties steady happen, and then later at night hopped a ride to the Daisy after sundown. Now I walk Main Street, see the trees lining the sidewalks, new paint over the place that I once knew. All around the world I can safely say that I still miss my home, and it's you I'm coming back to. Ain't the city beautiful like that? Let me travel around the world, I'll be right back. When I see the skyline, it's the sight that makes me always want to come back to you, to you. Ain't the city beautiful like that? Let me travel around the world, I'll be right back. When I see the skyline, it's the sight that makes me always want to come back to you, to you.
He held the register open while he counted her change. I was staring at the magazines, reading the headlines. I used to smoke, this is where I buy them cigarettes, but instead I buy a coffee and a snack for the red line. A car pulled up, a 67 Olds. A woman and a child climbed out and left it running. Went inside the quick check, placed an order, got the Avian water because the daughter's taste buds were kind of funny. When they came out, mommy gave me a glance that said man can touch forever, but he's gotta learn to dance. Already knew the deal, so I nodded and I walked past the running car, walking down the boulevard. Whole jokers on the corner by the CVS, looking at me like they think I pledged to PBS. I get closer, their t-shirts have the Marvel M, Cap and Hawkeye slash across the front side. So I walk past with a nod and reminisce, swear to God, punk rock and X-Men was my genesis. All of a sudden I'm in front of some kid, no he's a grown man, he's got a cup in his hand. He looks tired, he looks weathered, he ain't afraid, with a sign in his hand, scribble marker would say. Hungry and homeless, veteran and so alone, if you got a couple of dollars, maybe you can help me, brother. Took a dollar out my pocket, he said God bless, and I realized I ain't been to church in like a lifetime. And as I look up, staring at the skyline, ask the big guy if he's got some more surprises, and I'm trying. The city is dying, but the city is gorgeous, and the buildings stretch further past the point of their proportions. All I got's my word, and it stays true, yeah, I'm always coming back home to you. And I was born where the factories cried, raised with a dose of Southern pride. And I seen where Martin Luther King died, and the river where the bluffs felt the tide. And it's a part of all of me inside, from the buildings to the smog-filled skies. And I've been here a pretty long time, I bet your home's really nothing like mine. Right. Ain't the city beautiful like that? Let me travel around the world, I'll be right back. When I see the skyline, it's the sight that makes me always want to come back.
nod your head, you tap your toes, you move your body parts, do whatever feels good. I know I will. Egg McMuffin in French is Earth McMuff. They cost about $1.99.
Yeah.
I know a hobby store where they say Crosby's good, but he's no Bobby Orr. Like Don Cherry, nah, he's probably sore. If you needed help, I wouldn't open the lobby door at the theater I used to work at, where I'd greet patrons who came to see Blazin', eat raisins. Please be patient, we changing like screen saving. Dinner's almost ready, I'm cheese great. And B. Mason made this beat amazing. I'm having so much fun, you should be in a police station. So get mom, get dad, get shorty. This year, I'm cheering for Brad Laurie. I bet 40 home runs at least. And if not, well, I'll buy you a bottle of Keith's.
See, this is my promise. I only got one little thing on my mind. When it comes to rhymes, I know you're zombified. So you gotta be sufficiently sophosticated. This is my promise. I only got one little thing on my mind. Cause when it comes to rhymes, I know you're zombified. So you gotta be sufficiently sophosticated. Sufficiently sophosticated. Sufficiently sophosticated. Sufficiently sophosticated. Sufficiently sophosticated.
More and more.
Can't stop, won't stop. Who raps to the clock of dawn?
More and more.
Who cares the more the merrier?
You can't front on that.
Now, sick DJs never share needles. Girls like it when you treat them like they're people. I know. Respect is so tired. Oh yeah, Arden called. You're fired.
Game over.